Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray.
让我们祷告一下。
Holy Spirit, we just invite your presence, God.
圣灵，我们求你来充满，来现在就到这里来。
Your love that is already here, Father.
你的爱已经在这里。
And wants to come more.
你要更多的用爱倒下来。
We focus our hearts on you, God.
我们把我们的心专心的放在神身上。
We look to you, Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit.
主啊，谢谢你赐给我们圣灵。
We pray that you fill us up and come close this morning, God.
主啊，求你充满我们，让我们早晨能够更靠近你。
That we might know you better this morning.
主啊，早晨让我们更认识你。
Thank you, God.
谢主。
We just say that you are good, Father.
主啊，你实在是很好。
And we are grateful for you, Jesus.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We love you, Jesus.
我们爱你，主耶稣。
Because you loved us first, God.
因为主是你先爱我们。早晨，我们的眼目就定睛在我们主耶稣的身上。我们把荣耀都归给我们的主。
Confess you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, be the center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. And every knee will bow. And every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. Jesus.
耶稣成为我教会的主。 耶稣成为我教会的主。 救赎主耶稣，耶稣，耶稣。
All these things shall be added. it unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah.
谢谢你早晨我们能够来到你的面前这样敬拜你，主啊，我们都愿意让你成为我们一生的中心。主啊，我们说这是我们的盼望。主啊，求你今天让我们实在是看到，我们先求你的国和你的义，主啊，剩下的你都为我们预备。主啊，早晨你再来摸着我们，主啊，你的爱大大的倾倒下来，让我们每个弟兄姊妹都为你燃烧。主耶稣，我们将等一下聚会交在你的手中，主啊，求你更多的充满我们，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Good morning. Before we get started with our message this morning, we'd like to have a special testimony. So, Abraham, are you here?
Yes.
There you are.
在我们聚会开始之前，我们希望有一个特别的见证。
Yeah, so God's been helping Abraham this year, and we're really proud of him and just all the good choices he's making.
过去一年里，神一直帮助我们的小弟兄，我们很感恩，因为在许多的事上帮助他克服。
Yeah, so Abraham, why don't you come up here and share with us a little bit about what Jesus has been doing for you?
那请你上来为我们做见证，见证神为你所做的事。
Is that working? Okay, Michelle. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
各位，
good morning, everyone.
大家早。
I hope everyone had a good breakfast.
希望你们早上都吃了一顿好的早餐。
This morning, I would like to share how God really helped me in the sport that I really love.
我早上愿意做见证神如何在我最喜欢的一个运动上帮助我。
Which is Taekwondo.
就是跆拳道。
Let's start off with some background.
我先给大家讲一下我的背景。
Well, I've been doing Taekwondo for a pretty long time.
我打跆拳道打了很多年了。
I think it's 7 years.
我觉得起码七年了。
Yeah. A lot of people think Taekwondo is all about sparring or like fighting.
很多人想到跆拳道就想到是打击或打架。
But what I do is Pumse.
但是我做的呢是那个品式跆拳道。
So basically what Pumse is it's form in Korean.
这个呢在韩文来说呢就是形式。
And an analogy I would use is swimming and artistic swimming.
我要做的比喻它呢跆拳道跟品式跆拳道就好像游泳跟花式游泳一样。
Swimming is like sparring or fighting in Taekwondo.
游泳呢就好比那个一般所谓的打击性的跆拳道。
Artistic swimming is kind of like Pumse.
花式游泳呢就好像这个品式跆拳道
It's all about the form, accuracy, rhythm, speed
讲究的是那个你的表现你的速度你的节奏
And how the overall thing looks
你整个的呈现出来是一个怎么样的状态
I've been to many different competitions both big and small
我参加过大小许多的比赛
But I would say this year's national is my most successful competition throughout the years.
今年我所参加的国家级的比赛是我多年来所参加过最重要的比赛。
And of course, that's all because God helped me.
我能够参加也是因为神帮助了我。
Throughout this whole entire competition.
在这整个的赛季中神与我同在。
I grabbed a silver medal for pairs Pumse and bronze for individual.
我在双人组得到了第三名在个人组是第二名。对不起。双人组是 silver, right? 第二名，个人组是第三名，铜牌。
In the cadet division, which is from 12 to 14 years old.
是在这个12到14岁的这个组中得奖。
This division usually averages about 90 to 100 people for nationals.
全国来说，在这个组大概有90到100个人。
This year was at Minnesota.
今年我们是到 Minnesota 去比赛。
I would also like to mention last year.
去年呢，我也参加了比赛。
I didn't even make it through preliminary two or the second round.
我连初赛的第一、第二回合都没有办法通过。
Last year I didn't compete in pairs.
去年我没有参加双人组的比赛。
So huge shout out to my partner Claire. Awesome to work with her.
所以今年呢，我感谢主让我参加了双人组，我要对我的伙伴发出赞美。
And of course, God gave me another opportunity to get a medal with her.
而且借着这个双人组给神给了我另外一个机会得一个奖牌。
Back to last year's individual.
去年的时候我的个人赛。
I didn't even make it to semifinals.
我没有进入连那个 semifinal 都没有。
I wondered after that. I trained so hard every day.
那个准决赛我都进不入，所以呢失败之后我难免就有一个怀疑。
Every day training super hard, but I couldn't even make it past the second round.
我这么努力，每一天这样子的训练，我连初赛的第二回合都过不去。
Well, that's because I didn't pray.
因为呢我没有祷告仰望主。
I didn't pray last year when I was competing that day.
去年我比赛的时候，我都没有为这些事祷告过。
This year's result really made me know that I couldn't do it with my own strength.
今年我的经历让我认识到一件事，我不能凭我的力量做成什么。
I needed God's help and I couldn't do it by myself.
我需要神的帮助，因为我自己做不了。
So like this year I prayed before I got on and I also thanked him when I got off.
今年我的学习是在上场之前我祷告他，下场的时候我感谢他。
I ended up first for both preliminary one and prelim two.
所以我在初赛的第一、第二回合当中，我都是第一名。
In my ring, there are so many people they have to split it up in four rings.
我是说在我这一组，因为我们参赛有这么多人，总共分了四组。
So then it was time for semifinals.
然后我就进入了准决赛。
So when all of the competitors were warming up for semifinals,
当所有竞赛者都在那里热身的时候
the round that gets you into finals, so only 8 people can get in.
这么多人当中呢，只有8个人可以进入决赛。
I saw everyone kicking and doing their pumse.
我看每一个人在那里热身的时候，他们踢的情形。
And I was like, oh no, that's not good.
我想，哦，我完了。
I don't think I could get into finals.
我觉得我进不了决赛的。
So then I just started warming up and doing the things I usually do before competition.
所以我当我就在那里准备自己热身，准备进入比赛。
And I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed.
我就一直祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告。
I don't know. I think it's more than fingers on my hand.
我觉得我祷告的次数超过我的手指头的数字了。
So what I'm trying to say is there is no limit to prayer.
我要表达的意思就是说，你知道祷告是没有止境，没有限制的。
And sometimes you just gotta wait and let God take His time.
很多时候你祷告，然后你就要耐心的让神来按照他的时间进行。
Because His timing is perfect.
因为神从来不误事。
So I just went on to do my thing, and it was my turn to perform.
所以然后我就上去比赛了。
I prayed one last time.
我再做了一次最后的祷告。
I honestly thought this was it. I'm just gonna give it my all.
你知道，我觉得这可能就是我最后一次上台的机会，所以我要全力以赴。
And see what my results were.
然后看看结果如何。
Surprisingly, I ranked third, so I was able to enter.
很吃惊的，我在这个准决赛中我排名第三，所以我可以进入决赛。
I prayed once more and thanked the Lord.
那我又再做一次祷告，把感谢归给神。
This 2019 nationals competing style was a little bit different.
那这个2019的全国性的跆拳道比赛呢，它的方式有一点不同。
When you got into finals, you go one-on-one.
当你进入决赛之后呢，你是一对一的来比赛。
So first win against eighth, second win against seventh.
所以排名第一的跟第八名的比赛，第二的跟第七的，第三跟第六。
And so on.
然后这样排下去。
So you basically perform two pumse and they add the score together and see who the winner is.
而且呢，你上场有两次，然后他再把两次的成绩加起来，这就是你的总成绩。
I pray to God once more.
我就再向神祷告。
Look, the prayer word is coming up pretty frequently in my testimony.
你们觉得在我的见证里，这个祷告这个词是不是一直出现？
So pretty powerful and important thing.
是，这是一个非常有能力并且重要的事。
And then after.I was third, so I went against sixth place.
因为我是第三名嘛，所以我就对第六名。
And after I went against him, we both have to walk up to the center of the stage.
当我们两个打完之后，我们都要走到台子的中央。
I think I won by 0.1.
我赢他只有0.1。
And I was really happy, relieved, and very thankful.
我当时真的非常的开心，也很感恩。
So now I got into final two, which had only four people.
所以呢，我就进入了决赛的第二轮，就剩下四个人了。
I had to go against second place when going into semifinals.
那我进去的时候，我的对象就是排名第二的那个选手。
The second place was three times back-to-back national champion.
这个人是连着蝉联三届的冠军。
Last year he represented Team USA for individual.
去年他代表美国参加全世界的比赛。
In world championships.And he got second.
他是全世界的第二名。
Only trailing by Korea.
他是被韩国人所训练的。
I would also like to thank the Lord that I got a chance to compete with him.
我很感恩神让我跟这样的对手来竞争。
Like compete with him head on, like one-on-one.
让跟他一对一的对打。
It was a great experience. I gave it my all.
这也是一个很棒的经历，我也是全力以赴。
He eventually took the gold medal.
他得了第一名。
Oh yeah, the 中间那个。
The lower one, the top.
The lower one.
就是前面蹲着这个。
Yeah.
这个是第一名。
So yeah, Sean, next time I meet you, I try to win.
他叫做 Sean, 我说 Sean, 下次我要赢你。
Great job though.
但是你实在很棒。
Yeah. I guess this is the end of the story.
这就是我的这个竞争的参加竞赛的故事的结束。
I got third, super duper thankful.
我得到第三名，我实在非常的感恩。
The most important thing I would like to point out is that you can't use your own strength.
我所要指出一件最重要的事呢，在这个过程中，就是我认识到我不能依靠我自己的力量。
And leave everything to the Lord.
然后要把一切交托给神。
Not meaning you can do nothing and just hear God, please let me win.
不是说你什么都不要做，然后就交给神。
You still have to work hard and do your part.
你还是要非常的努力，尽到你个人该尽的责任。
But But leave the rest and reassure it on him.
但是把所有的结果交托给神。
Just like Proverbs 3:5.
就像箴言里所说的。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
你要专心依靠主。
And lean not on your own understanding.
不要依靠你自己的聪明。
Thank you everyone for giving this time for me so I could share how God really has helped me.
谢谢你们给我机会来分享神如何帮助我的一个经历。
Thank you again.
谢谢。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Abraham.
谢谢亚伯拉罕。
Okay, well, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you for the word and we, your scriptures, and we ask you to speak to us today.
我们感谢你赐给我们你宝贵的话语。我们说主，求你早晨再向我们说话。
Lord, thank you so much for how you helped Abraham.
我们感谢你帮助了 Abraham。
Thank you for the lessons you taught him.
谢谢你教给他的功课。
And I pray, God, that he would draw on this lesson of your faithfulness over and over again in the future.
我们愿意他在未来的人生路上不断地在这样的原则里学习。
Yes, Lord, we just pray that you would just be with our young people.
主啊，早晨也与我们的年轻的人同在。
And help us to understand the hour at which we live.
让我们真认识我们所活在的世代是怎样的世代。
And that we would trust in you with our whole heart.
我们全心的信靠你。
And respond the correct way.
向着你有一个正确的反应。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, I'd like you to look at the book of Daniel.
如果你有带圣经的话，我们可不可以一起翻开但以理书？
The book of Daniel. Daniel is a book that many that study prophecy or the end times often refer to Daniel.
许多人研究末世的景象或者是预言的人都喜欢读但以理书。
There's some very specific things that are laid out in the book of Daniel that give us a picture of the last days.
在但以理书讲到许多的事，让我们对末后的世代有一个清楚的景象。
But one thing that sometimes we don't notice,
但是有一件事我们可能忽略了，
is that Daniel and his friends,
就是但以理和他的朋友们，
give us a picture of the church in the last days.
也让我们看到末世的教会应该有的一个图画。
They give us a picture of the character of the church.
他们让我们看到教会应该有的品格。
These young leaders that are working together,
这些年轻的小领袖们一起同工，
who are living in a time where there is a very hard conditions.
他们活在一个非常艰难的时代。
And so I think there's much that we can learn as we look at Daniel and his friends in the book of Daniel.
所以当我们来看但以理书的时候，我们可以从他们身上有所学习。
But we must be careful not to ignore the surroundings, the days in which we're living.
我们非常要注意我们所活在的世代是怎样的一个世代。
We are living in troubling times.
我们活在一个非常充满艰难。
These are not easy times here in the United States.
混乱的，在美国这不是一个容易的时候。
There's a lot of hostility and just frustration in our culture and society.
在美国，我们的社会和文化正在经历许多的混乱和挑战。
Strong feelings and agitation one towards another.
我们对着人与人之间互相的反抗、拒绝。
Even are we following the stories in Hong Kong, the current events over there?
即使我们看这些日子在香港所发生的事情。
It seems that it doesn't matter what part of the world you're in right now.
好像不管你今天是在世界哪一个角落。
There's a lot of fear and anxiety, amen.
许多的地方都充满了惧怕，充满了混乱。
This is not a time.
现在不是一个。
For us to trust in ourselves.
让我们可以说，我就靠着我自己就可以的时代。
This is a day and an hour to trust in the Lord with all our heart, amen.
我们活在一个世代，我们必须全心倚靠神。
This is a time to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们活在一个需要被圣灵充满来面对世界的时代。
This is a time to know what we believe.
这是一个我们需要清楚我们所信的是什么的时代。
And to stand up for what we believe.
并且为着我们所深信的而站立起来的时代。
This is not a time to compromise.
不是一个让我们可以折中的时代。
Amen.
Amen, ma.
God and His Word is what must dictate how we stand and how we live.
神和他的话应该决定我们如何生活。
Let's look at a couple of passages in the New Testament first before we get into Daniel.
我们想先读几处新约的经节。
First Timothy 4,
提摩太前书四章
verses 1 through 2, 1 and 2.
一、二两节。
The Apostle Paul is writing a young pastor, Timothy,
保罗这封信是写给那个年轻的牧者提摩太
about the conditions of the church and the world in the last days.
关于在末后世代教会的光景。
Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith.
圣灵明说在后来的时候必有人离弃真道。
The Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith.
在这里说，圣灵很清楚地说到，在后来的世代，必有人离弃真道。
Do you know people that at one time were strong followers of Jesus?
你认识有没有这样的人？他曾经很强烈地追求主。
But now they are changing their position about what they believe about the Bible.
但是慢慢他们对于圣经对于神他们的立场改变了。
People who once followed the Lord closely.
有些人以前是紧紧跟随神的。
People that once attended church regularly.
而且是规律的在聚会的。
People at one time who taught their kids how to follow the Lord.
曾经还教导年轻人或孩子跟随主的。
Who attended prayer meeting regularly.
他参加固定参加教会的祷告聚会的。
But now suddenly they have changed their position about Christ.
但是突然他们对于基督的立场改变了。
Now suddenly they seem to care more about the things of this world than they do about the things of God.
他们突然对世界的事更感兴趣了。
Do you know people like that?
你有认识这样的人吗?
Do you?
有没有?
Do you know some of the family members that once followed the Lord that who are no longer following the Lord?
或者你的家人以前是跟随主的,现在不再跟随了。
Do you know people like that?
你认识这样的人吗?
I know many people like that.
我认识有许多这样子的人。
This should concern us.
这个光景应该让我们里面忧虑的。
The Word of God tells us expressly in the last days this would happen.
圣经里说圣灵明说在末后的世代这样的事是会发生的。
Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart, leave the faith.
有人离弃真道了。
Giving heed to deceiving spirits.
听从那引诱人的邪灵。
And doctrines of demons.
和鬼魔的道理。
Why do they depart from the faith?
为什么他们离弃了真理呢?
Because of the things they're listening to.
因为他们没有注意自己在听什么。
The ideas that they're embracing.
他们所拥抱的那些思想。
The things they set their mind on.
他们心思所注意的事。
The people they associate with.
他们所交的朋友。
These are serious things, saints.
圣徒们啊，这是很严肃的事。
And we must give care to ourselves.
所以我们必须要很谨慎。
Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Brothers and sisters, do you realize that the things that pull people away from Christ?
弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有注意到是什么事把人从基督引开的？
Are not just wrong ways of thinking.
还不仅是说不正确的想法
They're not just bad ways of believing
而不是说不信着正道
But the scripture here in Timothy tells us
在这里提摩太前书讲到
That these are ideas that come from dark powers
这些道理呢是从那个黑暗的权势来的
These are demonic lies
这些是鬼魔的谎言
Amen We must take seriously what we listen to and what we embrace in our heart.
所以我们对于我们心中所喜悦的或者我们所听的东西，我们要很注意。
They take heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
听从引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
说谎之人的假冒。
Having their own conscience seared with a hot iron.
这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
So Paul is telling Timothy, watch out.
所以保罗告诉提摩太说，小心点。
Because in the last days, there will be some that fall away from the faith.
因为在末后的时代，有人会离弃了真理。
Because they listen to the wrong things.
因为他们听不应该听的东西。
They believe the wrong things.
信从了不该信从的事。
And their conscience becomes numb to the truth of the Spirit of God.
到了一个地步，他们的良心对于真理，对于神的真理就麻木了。
2 Timothy 3:1-4.
提摩太后书3章1节到4节。
But know this.
他说，你该知道。But
know this.
你该知道。Make
sure you know this, Paul says.
要注意，你确实知道。In
the last days, perilous times will come.
末世必有危险的日子来到。Perilous
times are here, are all around us. Amen.
危险的日子已经到了，就在我们身边，不是吗？
But what makes these times perilous?
什么事情让这些事情危险呢？
Is it the circumstances?
是环境吗?
Paul tells us it is not so much the circumstances of life,
保罗说到还不只是人，我们人生中的一些环境遭遇，
but rather the condition of men's hearts.
而是因为人的心的光景使危险发生了。
For men,
对人来说，
the biggest problem isn't the economy.
很多时候我们觉得我们的问题是，哦，是经济不好，不是的。
The biggest problem isn't politics.
我们说是政治的问题造成的。
It's the heart of men.
都不是，乃是人的心造成的。
For men will be lovers of themselves.
人会爱自己。
Lovers of money.
爱金钱。
Boasters.
会说谗言。
Proud.
狂妄。
Blasphemers.
谤毒。
Disobedient to parents.
违背父母。
Unthankful.
忘恩负义.
People that never say thank you.
有人不喜欢说谢谢.
That condition of ungratefulness will make our times perilous.
那样的一个心态或性格会让我们的这个世代变得危险.
Unholy.
不圣洁.
Unloving.
没有亲情.
Where don't we encounter this experience?
你能说你都没有遇到这些光景吗？
Everywhere we go, people seem not to care for one another.
你会觉得说我们常常在很多环境里觉得人都不关心。
People don't respect one another.
或者人并不尊重别人。
People use ugly words to talk to one another.
彼此说很严厉、很污秽的话语。
These are the things that are making the day in which we live very difficult.
这些的行为让我们活在一个危险的时代。
Unforgiving.
不解怨或不饶恕的。
Unforgiving.
不能饶恕人的。
Slanderers.
好说谗言的。
You know what a slanderer is? Someone who says evil and bad, untrue things about somebody else.
就是说不真实而且是邪恶的话语。
Without self-control.
不能够自约谨守。
This sums up, this is a description of the day in which we live. People do not have self-control.
这几乎这个词可以归纳为我们世代所遇见的许多的问题，就是人没有自律的能力。
People do not control their emotions.
人不能够约束自己的情绪。
People cannot control the things they say.
或约束自己的话语。
Amen?
阿们吗?
You know, we talk.
我们是会说话的。
About the crisis, about gun control and shootings.
我们讲各种的危机，讲到怎么样枪要控制，讲到这些枪击事件。
But at the heart of the problem,
但是你知道这些所有问题的核心,
is a whole generation that is out of control.
是因为整个世代都失去了控制了。
A whole generation that does not know how to keep their life, their heart, their mind, their words in control.
好像有一个世代整个的失去了控制，不知道怎么样控制自己的心思、自己的话语、自己的行为。
Without self-control,
没有自我约束的能力。
Brutal,
然后非常的残暴。
Brutal,
性情凶暴。
People have a dispute.
我们跟人不和的时候。
And instead of responding in a reasonable way,
我们常常不能够很合理来反应，来解决。
People have an excessive, an exceedingly rough response.
常常你会觉得有人的反应是超过他该有的合理的反应。
Aren't we seeing this in our world today?
在我们今天活在的时代里，我们不是常看到这样的行为吗？
Despisers of good.
不喜爱良善。
The things that God says are precious.
神说我们是他的宝贝。
The things that God says are good.
神看为宝贵，看为好的事。
People despise and ridicule and make fun of the things that God says are good.
人却不尊重，甚至耻笑神所认为重要好的事。
Does this bother you?
他们这样的反应有没有让你觉得不自在？
We're either part of the problem or part of the solution.
我们只有两个选择，一个我们就是问题的一部分，不然我们就是答案的一部分。
God help us, God help us not to be people that respond like this.
求神帮助我们不成为问题的人物。
The next word that Paul used to describe this generation that will make the world so perilous.
他继续讲到还有什么让这个世代是危险的。
Traitors,
就是卖主、叛者、
Traitors,
叛徒。
Headstrong,
任意妄为。
Headstrong,
任意妄为的人。
You tell your brother no.
你跟你的弟兄讲的时候，他说
，Oh yes, they say.
哦，你说哦，不要做这件事。他说哦，我要做。
You instruct your children in the way that they should go.
你教导你的孩子说当行的道路的时候
No, they are headstrong. They don't want to listen. They don't want to receive instruction.
他们常常是不喜欢接受我们教导或引领的。
This problem is everywhere we turn.
这个问题是到处都存在的。
Haughty, proud, boasters,
自高自大。
Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
爱宴乐不爱神。
What makes the day in which we live perilous?
什么让我们活在一个危险的时代？
Is not so much our circumstances, our environment.
不一定是我们的环境。
It is the heart of men.
而是因为人的心。
Amen.
阿门吗？是的。
In the book of Daniel, we find the king of Judah.Making some bad choices.
我们在但以理书看到犹大王做了错事。
So in Daniel chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
所以在但以理书一章一到二节的时候。
The king of Judah turns his heart away from God.
犹大王当他的心远离了神。
And as a result, Nebuchadnezzar comes in.
结果就是招致了那个尼布贾尼撒。
And takes the holy vessels out of the temple of God.
来攻打耶路撒冷将城围困。
And takes them back to Babylon.
把神殿中的许多的贵重的器皿带回到巴比伦。
To use these holy vessels for his own purpose.
然后呢，把这些圣洁的器皿呢，为他自己来使用。
But he also takes back the best and the most talented and the most attractive of the younger generation.
他不仅带了圣殿中贵重的器皿，还把那个世代中很宝贵的少年人。
And so King Nebuchadnezzar takes the younger generation back to Babylon with him also.
他把那年轻的世代，犹大国中的年轻的一代带回了巴比伦。
And so in the same way that Nebuchadnezzar wanted to take those holy vessels out of the temple to use for his own purpose,
就像他怎样把那些神圣的器皿从圣殿中带回到巴比伦供他自己的使用。
He seeks to take Daniel and his friends out of Israel,
他也把像但以理和他朋友一样的年轻人从以色列带出来。
To use their gifts and talents and strengths,For his own purpose.
使用这些少年人的才干能力为他来效力。
You know, sometimes we as Christian parents, are you listening, parents?
亲爱的在座的父母们，你们听见了吗？许多时候，基督徒的父母
，We assume that what Satan wants to do is destroy our children.
我们常常假设说，仇敌的做法呢，就是毁坏我们的孩子。
And certainly he does, to one degree or another.
是的，他是这样做。
But oftentimes, what he wants to do.
但是呢，许多时候他的做法是什么？
Is he recognizes the gifts and the skills and the talents that your young people have.
就是魔鬼知道神赐给你孩子怎样的长处与才干。
And he wants to take them and harness them for his own purpose.
他要把那些神赐的才干来用作他的国度使用。
And this is what can be so deceptive about when our children get stolen by the ways of the world.
所以就好像我们的孩子怎样可以被世界掳去一样。
Their gifts and skills are still present.
你在他们身上依旧看到了他们的才能。
Still powerful.
还是很有能力的，很棒的。
Still effective.
还是很有效果的。
But they're being used for Baal rather than God.
但是问题是说，他们这些能力都去用来侍奉巴利，而不是侍奉永生神。
Rather than bringing God glory, they bring the things of this world glory.
他们没有把荣耀归给神，反而把荣耀归给世界的神。
And sometimes we don't recognize.We're proud of our children because they're being successful.
因为我们的孩子很成功，我们以他们为傲，以至于我们看不见他们背后的权势。
But let us ask the question: Who are they being successful for?
但是我们仔细问一个问题，
Amen?
认真的问说，他们成功是为了谁？
For the things of this world or for the Lord Jesus Christ?
是为了我们的主耶稣基督而成功的，还是为了这个世界？
We must make sure that we are helping our children stay true to the Lord in these last days.
在这个末后的时代，我们要帮助确保我们的孩子是敬畏神的人。
Just like the king of Judah.
就像在犹大王发生身上发生的事。
If we're not careful,
他就是不在意。
Parents,
父母啊，
you can make bad choices.
你可以做错误的决定。
That make it easier for your children to slip into the world.
导致你的孩子更容易滑入世界的潮流。
Parents, if your priorities are wrong,
亲爱的父母，若是你的先后次序的抉择是错误的，
you may actually open the door,
你很可能就打开了一扇门，
for the enemy to come in and steal your children and carry them off into the world.
允许了仇敌进来，将你的孩子掳去。
Amen.
阿门嘛。是的。
When we as parents prioritize the things of the world over the things of God,
当我们作为父母的把世界的事放在神的事之前，
we make it easier for our children also to get pulled into the world.
我们就让我们孩子被掳去更容易一点。
When we prioritize entertainment and material possessions above the things of God,
若是我们在乎所有的娱乐享受或者属世的事情重于神的事，
above attending church,
譬如说追求主参加聚会，
when we seek entertainment above the things of going to a prayer meeting or going to a Bible study,
若是我们觉得这些世界上的享受和物质的事重于我们孩子去聚会、祷告聚会或正常的查经聚会，
We make it easier.
我们就很让仇敌更有机会。
For our kids to get pulled into the world.
当我们自己做这样的选择的时候，让仇敌就有机会把我们的孩子也带到世界里。
We cannot lead our children where we are not going.
我们不可能带领我们孩子去一个我们自己没有去的地方。
It's easy as a parent sometimes.
有时候做父母，我们很容易这样。
To tell our children to do the right thing.
我们很容易告诉我们孩子说该做的是什么事。
But if we're not careful,
但是我们若不注意，
we're asking our children to do something that we are not ourselves doing.
我们常常会在教导他们的时候，我们变成教导他们我们自己没办到的事。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Sometimes this happens.
这样的事情是发生的。
So, Daniel chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
在但以理书一章三和四节说到。
Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, the chief of his officials, to bring in some of the sons of Israel, including some of the royal family and the nobles, youths in whom was no defect, who were good-looking, showing intelligence in every branch of wisdom, endowed with understanding and discerning knowledge, and who had ability to serve in the king's court.
王吩咐太监长雅士毕拿从以色列人的宗室和贵族中带进几个人来，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫里的，要教他们加勒底的文字语言。
And he ordered him to teach them the literature and the language of the Chaldeans.
要教他们加勒底的文字语言。
The king appointed for them daily rations from the king's choice food and from the wine which he drank, and appointed that they should be educated 3 years.
王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒 每日赐给他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年，好叫他们在王面前侍立。
So part of the king of Babylon's strategy to steal the hearts of these young Israelites.
所以呢，这个巴比伦国的策略怎么样来窃取这些少年的一代呢？
Was to fill their minds with the teachings of Babylon.
就是将他们的心思充满了加勒底的文字语言。
To fill their mouths with the language of Babylon.
教他们他们的文字。
And to fill their stomach with the food and the pleasures of Babylon.
将他们的肚腹充满了他们的食物和酒。
All of us in this room have this challenge in front of us.
今天在座的每一位都遇见这样的挑战。
This world is trying to teach our children.
这个世界试着要教导我们的孩子。
To think like the world. Amen.
叫我们的思路像世界的思路。
To speak like the world.
叫我们的言语像世界的言语。
And to have an appetite for the things of this world.
叫我们的欲望像这个世界的欲望。
And parents, if you're not careful, you can be setting the example in these three areas.
我们若是自己做父母的都不当心，我们可能也成为不好的榜样。
If you think like the world.
若是我们的思想方式与这个世界一样。
If you speak like the world.
我们说话的方式与这个世界一样。
And if you only pursue the things of this world,
我们所追求的也只有世界物质的事。
You should not be surprised if your children are stolen by the world.
那你就不要说我的孩子被世界掳去了而很惊讶。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Your words, remember Peter.
记得彼得怎么说的?
When he denied the Lord Jesus Christ,
当他否认主的名的时候,
he tried to distance himself from the Lord.
他保持跟主之间有一个距离。
By the words he spoke.
借着他所说的话，他保持了一个距离。
Out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks.
心里所充满的，口就说出来。
How do you speak?
你如何说?
When you're not at church.
当你不在教会的时候，你的言语是怎样的?
How do you speak? When you're not around other believers.
当你没有和众圣徒在一起的时候，你的言语行为是怎样的?
How do you think?
你是如何思想的?
What are the things you desire to feed yourself on?
你所喜悦的是什么? 你用什么满足你自己?
Are you listening to me?
你们有没有注意我在说什么?
Our children, they have many challenges today.
我们的孩子在今天的世代遇到许多的挑战。
We have a crisis. Amen?
我们有一个很大的危机。
You're going, okay, David, he's an old guy. He's going to get on me about how much I play games.
你说这个老弟兄大卫要告诉我这个手机让我不停地玩游戏。
Without apology,
没有任何的抱歉。
We have a problem in our culture and society.
我们的世界，我们所活在的时代有一个很大的问题。
Parents,
父母啊,
are giving their little toddlers a cell phone to keep them busy before they can even hardly walk.
我们的孩子还没有走得很好的时候，我们就给他一个手机，让他可以玩，让他能够安静下来。
We're giving this to small infants now.
现在我看到很多父母给小小的婴儿玩手机。
And this is teaching them how to speak.
这就是教导他们如何说话。
This is teaching them how to think.
如何思想。
And this is teaching them what to desire.
要教导他们要以什么为乐为满足。
Amen.
阿们吗？
It's true.
这是一个事实。
It's true. You can't even get through the grocery store without somebody bumping into you because they're looking at this thing, right?
有人连去超级市场买菜都会撞到人，因为每一个人都忙着看自己的手机，没有看前面。
If it wasn't so sad, it maybe would be funny, but it is a crisis everywhere you turn.
这实在是一个到处存在的危机。
As the church, we have to stop this.
作为教会，我们要停止这样的危机。
I wish we had a problem with people have this in their front of their face all the time, right?
我很盼望每个人彼此撞到，是因为我们都忙着在读神的话，在读圣经。
I'm sorry, I bumped into you,
Michelle.
对不起，
对不起。
I was reading my Bible.
我正在读圣经，我没有看见你撞到你。
Amen.Did you see that crazy guy pulled out in front of me with his car because he was looking at his Bible?
你那个有人撞了你一下，你注意说哦，原来那个开车人在读圣经。
Do you see that whole family at the restaurant?
你看到那个坐在餐厅吃饭的整家人坐在那里。
They all got their Bibles out looking at it.
每一个人都在非常认真的读圣经。
I wish we'd have that problem.
我真希望那个是我们这个世代的问题。
Have you ever seen one of those millennial families?
你有没有看过这个所有一世代的家庭？
They're all at the table.
一家人坐在餐厅里。
There's five people at the table.
这一家人也是五个人坐在那里吃饭。
Not one of them are talking to each other.
但是没有一个人在彼此有谈话。
Because they're all doing this.
因为所有人都在专注在手机上。
Okay, that's the end of my rant about that.
这我这个题目谈到这里。
But do you hear what I'm saying? Satan wants to use the wisdom of this world to feed, just fill the minds of your children.
你们听懂我的意思吗？撒旦魔鬼正在用这些的事情充满了我们儿女的心思。
Satan is teaching your children how to speak.
他们在教我们的孩子要如何说话。
And Satan, the things of this world are teaching your child what to desire.
这个世界的事正在教导我们孩子应当以什么为满足。
Isn't that why my Chinese friends, when they moved to America,
我亲爱的中国的朋友，当他们来到美国。
You're very concerned that your children only learn English and forget Chinese, correct?
你们很怕我的孩子将来就只会说英文，不会说中文了。
Why?
为什么？
Because they're Chinese.
因为他们是中国人，不能忘记中文。
This is their heritage.
这是他们的传统。
This is the language that their parents spoke.
这个是他们父母所说的语言。
Their grandparents spoke.
他们的祖父母所说的语言。
Their great grandparents spoke.
他们的曾祖父母所说的语言。
For generations, people with your family name spoke that way.
这是我家族世世代代所说的语言。
And you go to great lengths. It's hard, but you don't want your children to forget their native language. Amen.
所以虽然我们搬到了美国，我们还是花很大的功夫叫他们不要忘记自己的语言。
But I tell you what, there is a much greater concern.
但是你知道吗？有比这个还要重要的一个提醒。
There's the language of the scriptures.
在这里有神的话，神的语言。
There's the language of heaven.
有属天的语言。
There's the language of God.
这是神的语言。
And the Lord wants our children to speak that above every other language.
神要我们的孩子讲这个语言胜过任何其他的语言。
And yet, because we have not taken care to teach them what the Word of God says,
但是因为我们没有花全部的力量教导我们的孩子神。
Their head is only filled with the language of this world.
他们以至于他们心思所充满的是这个世上的语言。
Now that's good preaching. Amen.
这是很好的教导，不是吗？
Because it's straight Bible, not because I'm saying it. That's just the truth.
这不是我所说的话，这是神所说的话。
The enemy is stealing their talents, stealing their gifts.
仇敌要偷窃他们的才干。
Teaching them how to talk.
教他们当如何说话。
Teaching them how to think.
如何思想。
You know what else the Babylon did with Daniel and his friends?
你知道巴比伦还对着Daniel跟他的朋友做了什么事？
Now listen to this. It stole their identity.
要偷窃他们的身份。
It stole their name.
他们要改变他们的名字。
Daniel.You know what that name said about that young man?
你知道但以理的意思是什么？
That God is my judge.
就是神是我的审判者。
I stand and fall only before God.
我只站在神的面前，站立或跌倒。
God alone tells me what's right and what's wrong.
唯有神 告诉我什么是对的，什么是错的。
But they changed Daniel's name.
但是他们把但以理名字给改了。
And they gave him a Babylonian name.
给他一个巴比伦的名字。
That meant Prince of Bel.
巴利的王子。
Prince of the God of Babylon.
就是他们所拜的偶像神的王子。
See, your child has an identity in God.
我们的身份是在神里的。
They have a purpose.
我们在神里面有一个目的。
They have a destiny.
有一个意义的。
And so many of us as Christian parents, when we brought that little baby home,
很多时候我们带了我们新生儿回家。
We had a vision and a dream of who they would be in God. Amen?
我们对于他在神的国中、神的手中要成为怎么样的一个人，我们有一个想法的，不是吗？
And so we often gave them a Christian name.
所以我们就给他一个有基督的意思的名字。
So that every time we said their name, called their name,
所以每一次我们叫我们的孩子的时候，
we declared the truth of God over their life.
我们就将神在他们身上的一个目的给宣告出来。
The enemy wants to take that identity away.
但是呢，仇敌来要把这个在神里面的地位抢走，
and give them a worldly identity.
给他们一个在世界上的身份和地位，
attach them to the things of this world.
把他们与世界的事来发生关系。
All five, Daniel, his name meant God is judge.
但以理他的名字说神是我的审判者。
Hananiah or Shadrach.
哈拿尼亚、米沙利。
His name meant the grace of God.
哈拿尼亚是说神的恩典。
Michelle.
Meshali,
which is Meshach in the book of Daniel.
就是米沙利。
His name was Who is what God is.
他就是神所是的。
His name literally meant that I am like the person of God. I will walk in His way.
这个名字意思就是说我是像神的，我是走
在神的路上的。Azariah,
还有亚撒利亚。
His name was strengthened of Jehovah.
就是神所刚强的。
So the first thing they did,
而巴比伦所做的第一件事，
the Babylonians started to feed them the food of Babylon.
就是给他们吃巴比伦的食物。
And they changed their name.
改变他们的名字。
Do you see what the enemy is up to here with our children?
你们看到仇敌在我们孩子们身上所做的事？
But Daniel 1:8, we'll finish with this verse. Daniel 1:8.
在一章八节，但以理做什么
？But Daniel，
但是但以理
，made up his mind，
却立了志向
，that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank，
不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
Did you hear that？He was determined not to defile himself.
但以理有一个心志，不容许这件事情玷污他。
Daniel made up his mind.
他下了一个决心。
That he was not going to think the way the world thought.
他不要思想这个世界的思想。
He wasn't going to fill his heart and his stomach with the things that the Babylonians fed on.
他不要吃巴比伦他们所引以为满足的食物。
He wasn't going to let his circumstances change him.
他不会让因为他所在的环境而改变他在神面前的立场。
Parents, we must help our children stand true and be determined not to be changed by this world.
亲爱的父母们，我们要帮助我们的孩子向神站立得稳，不要被这个世界所影响。
Young person, have you made up your mind about that?
年轻人啊，你们立定了心志没有
？That I'm not going to be changed by this world.
决定说我不要被这个世界改变。
I'm not going to talk like this world.
我不要像世上人说话的方式。
I'm not going to think like this world.
我思想像他们的思想。
And I'm not going to feed on the things of this world.
我不要以这个世上的事来满足我的肚腹。
I'm going to hang on to my identity in God.
我乃要抓住我在基督里的地位。
I'm not going to let Satan and the world steal my purpose and identity.
我不会容许魔鬼在这个世界里窃取了神在我身上的身份和他的呼召。
So many of you young people are getting ready to go back to school if you haven't already started.
很多人，如果你这个学期还没开始的话，也是很快就要开始了。
New friends, you meet new friends.
你会在校园里遇见新的同学。
New environment.
有新的环境。
People with new ideas.
有人有许多新的想法跟你不同。
Even the teachers at the schools.
甚至你的老师。
They will try to pull on your children.
常常都要把你从神面前带走。
They try to change the way your children think.
他们要改变你的儿女思想的方式。
I'm not talking about mathematics.
我不是只讲数学啊。
I'm not talking about science.
或者科学。
I'm talking about how you live life.
而是你生活的态度。
What you value in life.
你的价值观。阿们吗？
You must take a stand and fight for your children that you will not let this world steal them.
你必须要采取一个立场，你要为你的儿女征战，不让这个世界将他们掳去。
And young people, you have to make up your mind not to be stolen, pulled over to the world.
同样的，年轻人，你们自己要立定心志，不要容许这个世界把你拉走。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Now, how did they do this? How did they resolve to not be won over by the world?
所以这些少年人怎么样解决这个问题呢？怎样防止自己不被世界给掳去呢？
Now, one of the keys that they used was they had a fellowship. They had a circle of friends.
很重要一件事就是他们不是单独的，乃是有彼此。
Young person, you're not designed to be able to do well all by yourself.
年轻人，你永远不能靠你一个人得胜。
We need Christian friends.
我们需要有基督徒与我们。
We need people that have the same destination and goals that we have.
我们需要有跟我们一样目的和目标的同伴。
Amen.
阿们吗？
In 2 Timothy 2:22, it's a familiar verse. Especially, we like to quote this to young people.
在提摩太后书第二章二十二节说到
Remember, Paul's exhorting Timothy, who is a young pastor.
记得这个书信是保罗写给那位年轻的传道人提摩太的。
He says, flee also youthful lusts.
你要逃避少年人的私欲。
Don't play with it.
不要在那里玩耍。
Run from it.
而是要逃离那个地方。
Flee youthful lusts.
要逃避少年人的私欲。
There are things that are enticing to young people.
有许多的事对少年人特别有吸引力。
And they need to flee these things.
我们要逃避离开这些事。
But pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
我们需要做的是与那清心祷告主的人追求。
So Paul lets Timothy know the way that you will succeed in not being stolen, having your heart stolen by the world.
所以保罗教导提摩太怎么样能够不被世界掳去。
Is to run from the bad things.
第一就是要试探来的时候往反方向跑。
But you just can't remove the bad things from your life.
你没有办法把你生命中的坏事挪去。
You have to fill that vacuum or void in your life with good things.
所以当你把这些你逃离这些事的时候，你同样要把这个逃离之后的充满的空洞用一个正面的东西充满。
So when you flee the evil things of this world, you've got to fill it with the right things of God, your heart. Amen.
当你逃离这个邪恶的事试探的时候，你要将用神的事情来将它充满。
So flee youthful lust, but pursue, chase after.
逃避少年人的私欲，然后你要去追求。
Run after.
追求什么？
Faith.Love and peace.
公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Here's the part that we often overlook.
这个是我们常常忽略的部分。
With those.
乃是怎么样追求呢？
With those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
同那些倾心祷告主的同
伴。So it's not just a matter of getting the bad things out.
所以不只是说把不好的事情拒绝了。
And getting the right things in.
然后让对的事情进来。
We need to do that with others that are doing the same thing.
并且要跟许多与你有同样心智的人一起做这样的事。
Your young people need friends to do this with.
年轻人啊，你需要同伴一起追随。
We all need friends to do this with.
我们都需要有同伴来追随主。
And this was the key to Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's success, was they did it together as a team. Amen?
所以这个也是但以理和他三个同伴能够站立得稳的关键。
You notice how when you get all by yourself,
当你一个人的时候,
a lot of times that's when you get in trouble.
常常就是你遇到问题的时候。
When you're always by yourself,
当你常常落单。
That's a lot of times when you get tempted to do things you know are not right.
那个时候就是你受试探去做你不该做的事情的时候。
We need the strength of friends, amen.
所以我们需要我们同伴的帮助。
Amen, brothers, young men, we need friends.
弟兄们，同意吗？我们需要同伴。
Young women, we need friends.
姊妹们，同意吗？我们需要同伴的。
Older saints, we need friends.
在座年长的圣徒，同意吗？我们需要同伴。
神
的设计不是叫我们单独跟随主。
Now we got to land the message here.
我们的信息快要结束了。
So this is a Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They are in Babylon.
但以理和他的三个朋友在巴比伦。
It's a hostile environment.
是一个非常不友善的环境。
An aggressive environment.
是一个非常激烈的环境。
That wants to steal their name.
想把他们的名字给偷了。
Wants to steal their language.
他们的语言给偷了。
Wants to take their faith away from them.
把他们在神面前的信心给夺走。
This is exactly the situation that our young people are in today.
这也是我们今天少年人所活在的世代。
Don't fool yourself. Don't pretend that this isn't our situation.
不要假装，不要自欺欺人，以为这不是我的问题。
This world is trying to steal their name, steal their faith, and steal and change the way they talk and think.
这个世界要偷走他们在神面前的名字，他们在神面前的地位，改变他们的思维方式和他们的语言。
Later on, we find.King Nebuchadnezzar, he raises this large structure.
我们后来都知道，这个尼布甲尼撒王他造了一个大的金像。
And they play this certain music.
然后他们演奏音乐。
And all the people are commanded when you hear that music.
所有的百姓，当你听到这个音乐起来的时候
，you bow down and worship the idol.
你们都要俯伏在地敬拜那个大金像。
This is the situation we're in today in so many ways.
这个就好像我们今天活在的时代。
The world wants us to not only speak their language, they want us to sing their song.
不仅他们要我们说他们的语言，这个世界还要我们唱他们的歌。
To worship the things that they worship.
去敬拜他们所敬拜的。
And everyone bowed.
所有的人都崇拜这些事。
When the music played,
当音乐响起的时候
But there was three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
所有人都敬拜，但是有三个人是站着的。
And they stood tall.
他们站得很高很直。
And they said, we will not bow.
他们说我们绝不拜这像。
Again, we find these men making up their mind that they will not defile themselves with these false gods.
在这里你又看到这些年轻人真实了立定了心智
Young,
绝不让这件事玷污自己。
Young person, have you made up your mind?
年轻人你立定了这样心智吗
You don't wait till temptation presents itself.
你不要等到试探来的时候才决定。
You make up your mind before that opportunity arises.
你乃是在试探来临之前，你就要立定心志。
So they stood, they did not bow.
这三个年轻人站在那里，没有敬拜金像。
And so Nebuchadnezzar threw them in the furnace. Remember, you know the story.
我们都知道发生什么事。这个王就把他们丢在火炉里。
He had them, had his men, heat the furnace 10 times hotter than normal.
而且吩咐他的军队，他的仆人要把那个炉火加热7倍。
And yet they were not burned.
但是呢，这三个人没有被烧毁。
And when Nebuchadnezzar looked in there,
当尼布甲尼撒王仔细一看的时候
when he peered into the furnace,
他靠近火炉那里一看的时候
there was four.
他说那有四个人
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and one that looked like the Son of God.
除了哈拿尼亚、米沙利亚、撒利亚以外，还有一个人像神子。
Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Amen.
这是神的应许。当两三个人奉我的名聚集的时候，我就在他们中间。
If we can teach our young people how to have friends and to gather with those who will not bow the knee.
当我们知道，如果我们教导我们的孩子，年轻人要两三个人聚在一起，神就在他们当中。
Jesus will be with them and keep them and protect them and preserve them even in the face of terrible persecution.
有两三个年轻人有心智跟随主的时候，他们聚集，神就与他们同在，会在他们所遇见的患难和试炼中与他们同在，帮助他们。
Over and over, you see two characteristics of this band of followers of God.
在这些跟随主的人身上，你一看到有两个重要的原则。
They had an uncompromising faith.
一个有一个，他们有一个坚定不折中的信心。
They were determined to be obedient to God.
他们立定心志要顺服神。
Even if it meant their lives.
甚至牺牲性命也不在。
They were uncompromising.
他们是不折中的。
Young person, are you tempted to bow your knee to things that you know are not right?
亲爱的年轻人，对于你所知道不该做的事，你是不是常常忍不住要伏在他
们面前？Are you afraid about what other people think about you?
你是不是在乎别人对你的评论？
Are you afraid that people will not approve of you when you don't talk the way they talk?
你在乎别人，因为你不说他们所说的话，做所做的事对你的
When you don't laugh at the jokes that they laugh at.
我对你，当他们讲笑话，你不跟着笑。
When you don't take the shortcuts that they take.
他们走捷径，你不走捷径。
Are you willing to stand up and not bend your knee?
你愿意站直了。
Even though others reject you,
虽然你四周的人都拒绝你
even though others mock you,
甚至讥笑你
Amen, are you hearing what I'm saying today?
你们听见我所说的吗
This is the characteristic of a Daniel generation.
这是一个但以理世代所表现出来的特点
They do not compromise.
他们不折中
They do not compromise.
他们不折中
And they also walk in a supernatural power.
因此他们就活在神奇的能力的里面超自然的能力因为神超自然的能力就来他们的生活环境里
God gives them supernatural insight and discernment
就给他们一个超自然的洞察力
The interpretation of dreams and visions
他们能够解梦解意象
Supernatural protection
有来自神超自然的保护
Are you afraid of the supernatural?
你怕超自然的事吗
Or you don't want to get too carried away about signs and wonders?
你不太希望太多的神迹奇事吗
Hey, I tell you, the end time church is a supernatural church.
让我告诉你在末后世代真实的教会是充满神迹奇事的。
Are you worried about being too fanatical and crazy about Jesus?
你很怕人因为太爱耶稣变成疯狂吗
The end time church is radically obedient to Jesus.
但是在末后真实的教会是一个向神绝对顺服的。
The end time church walks in signs and wonders and miracles. Amen.
末后世代的教会是应该充满了神迹奇事。
And the end time church does not compromise or bend their knee to sin.And the things of this world.
是不折中，也不向这个世界的事或罪屈膝的。
Amen.
Amen.
I thought I was going to share more, but that's all we can get to today. Is that okay?
我本来还要分享更多，但是因为时间的关系，我就停到这里，可以吗？
So young people, make up your mind to follow the Lord under all circumstances.
年轻人立定心志，决定无论什么境况，我都忠心跟随主。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Help each other.
让我们彼此帮助来跟随神。
Or do you struggle with a particular besetting sin?
你是不是正被某一种罪恶捆绑或挣扎？
Confess your need or your weakness to your brothers and sisters.
那你要和你亲爱的同伴，你来承认。
And ask them to help you.
邀请他们帮助你。
Ask them to check on you.
请他们检查你。
Ask them to pray for you.
为你祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is hard sometimes.
有的时候这样做并不容易。
But if we are really serious about not compromising,
但是我们真的很严肃地说我不要折中的话。
We will humble ourselves enough to give people access to our heart.And to talk to us about this.
我就要谦卑下来，让别人来帮助我们。
Amen. Any young person would like prayer about this, real quickly before we dismiss.
在我们结束之前，有没有任何年轻人你需要我这样为你祷告
？Just stand where you're at.
你可以站在你的座位上。
If you recognize within your own life.
你知道在你的生命里,
you're struggling with compromise.
你对于能够不折中是有挑战的。
You're concerned more than you should be about what other people think.
你在乎别人，因为你跟随主而对你的看法。
You want to be like Daniel and be determined to not eat the food of this world.
但是你愿意像但以理和他的朋友一样, 立定心志不吃这个世界的食物。
If that's you, if you're in that situation, let me pray for you today.
不以这个世界为享受, 若有这样的心志, 我邀请你站在你的位置,
parents,
让我为你祷告。
Parents,
父母们啊,
if you have been convicted today,
若是你今天被光照,
that you have been opening the door,
你曾经将门打开,
By desiring the things of this world, and you have let the enemy reach in and pull your children that direction, let me pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. God, I just pray for the Holy Spirit to awaken our hearts.
主，我们求圣灵来觉醒我们的心。
God, that we would be a people that would not compromise.
我们成为不折中的神的儿女。
We would not bow to the values and the desires of this world.
我们不向着世界的价值观和世界的事屈膝。
But our heart would belong to you, Lord.
主啊, 我们的心属于你。
Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵的能力,
help us,
帮助我们,
just to surrender to your strength.
让我们降服于你。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So if you feel God talking to you, just put your hand on your heart and let's just pray for a second longer. If you feel the Lord talking to you,
若是你觉得神在感动你向你说话,
just put your hand on your heart.
你就把你的手放在你的心上面。
Lord, we just pray that you would help our heart be true to you.
主啊, 让我们的心向着你是诚实的。
That we would not be a part of a departure of the faith, a falling away.
不叫我们离弃真道。
God, that we would be stay faithful.
让我们向着你是忠心的。
When others flee and run from the things of God, that we would stay true and faithful.
当其他的人逃离关乎神的事, 叫我们向你忠心站立。
God, just protect our children, keep them from being stolen by the world.
神啊, 也求你保守我们的孩子, 不被世界掳去。
God, protect the way they think, the way they speak, and the things they desire.
保守他们的心思, 他们的言语, 和他们心中所爱慕的事。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
Amen.